I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The COVID-19 pandemic created a seed shortage among small and organic farmers. It was another example of supply chain weaknesses. The Florida Food Forum recently hosted an online discussion about the contemporary processes and practices of seed saving and how they might prevent future seed supply disruptions. Melissa Dessa of the Working Food Nonprofit in Gainesville, Florida, hopes to encourage more communities to support diverse seed saving programs.
We all think that local food is pretty important, and I know a lot of us got to see that, especially come to light during the pandemic when the global food system started faltering and coming apart at the seams, and we turned to our local farmers to produce food for us. The same thing was happening with seeds. If you tried to order seeds, you saw that a lot of seed companies were slammed and closed for a while. They just couldn't keep up with the demand. You know, if we had a local reproducible seed supply where most of our farmers and gardeners were saving seeds and there was seed libraries at every branch and people were sharing and swapping seeds all the time, this, you know, sort of panic seed buying wouldn't have happened. We would have our own local and reproducible seed supply that's resilient.
Also on the forum was Newport Richey Public Library Director Andy Feigert, who explained how the library system has started a seed exchange with donations from growers. With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.